Good evening, it's 5:44. I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The coronavirus pandemic is causing revenue shortfalls across state government, and public education is no exception. But earlier today, the Scott administration dropped a bombshell on Vermont lawmakers with a drastic proposal to address the school funding crunch. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the governor wants school districts to scrap the budgets approved by local voters in March and to put out revised spending plans for a revote this summer.
Governor Phil Scott's Commissioner of Finance, Adam Gresham, struck an upbeat tone at the outset of his Zoom meeting with lawmakers on Thursday morning.
Thank you for inviting us to speak to your committee. This should be fun.
Gresham was no doubt speaking with tongue in cheek because, as a former lawmaker himself, he knew full well the proposal he was about to unveil would meet with stiff resistance from his former colleagues. Fiscal analysts are now projecting a $167 million shortfall in next year's education fund, and Gresham says the Scott administration wants to tear up the school budgets that local voters approved on town meeting day and present pared-down spending plans to residents later this summer.
And I don't think I'm going too far out on a limb to suggest that the budget votes would have been different, or the budgets themselves would have been different, if voters knew then what we know now. And I think the tax consequences of the approved budgets are radically different from what they were when voters went to town meeting.
If school districts don't reduce spending in response to the revenue shortfall, then Gresham says the state will have to raise property taxes by as much as 14% next year to fill the impending gap.
I'm confident that Vermonters will understand the challenges we face, and I think they'll appreciate the initiative to let them participate in the solution.
Lawmakers do not appear to share Gresham's optimism. Shelburne Representative Kate Webb chairs the House Education Committee. She says the closure of schools and the advent of remote learning have already thrown a measure of chaos into the education system.
The concept of sending voters back to revote budgets sounds like, instead of stabilizing, contributes to even more chaos.
And lawmakers reject the idea that property tax rates will have to rise next year to accommodate the grim revenue forecasts. Calais Representative Janet Ansel, who chairs the House Ways and Means Committee, says her panel has already endorsed a framework that would keep next year's property tax rates at what they would have been prior to COVID-19.
The solution to 21 isn't going to be increased property taxes. We're not sure what it's going to be, but it isn't going to be increased property taxes.
Lawmakers are contemplating one scenario in which Vermont uses a sort of fiscal gymnastics that would allow the state to use some of the $1.25 billion in federal coronavirus relief funds to bail out the education fund. Federal rules prohibit states from using those funds to offset revenue shortfalls due to COVID-19, but legislative analysts say there may be a workaround. Lawmakers are also holding out hope that Congress will change guidance for relief funds in forthcoming legislation, as many states, including Vermont, have requested. Regardless of what happens at the federal level, Ansel says disruptions in students' lives over the past 2 months will only intensify the jobs of schools and educators next year.
And for me, anyway, to talk about something which may leave schools with insufficient resources to do the job that we've asked them to do is just unacceptable.
But Secretary of Education Dan French says the viability of Vermont's education system requires a prompt reckoning with the new financial realities that all sectors of the economy now face.
I can't help but think that we're at a moment in history where the system's going to have to evolve, meaning the K-12 system. And to think that there wouldn't be a spending reconciliation somehow in this sector of our economy and our society, where every other aspect of our society is learning how to navigate this, I think is unrealistic.
Lawmakers say schools couldn't revise next year's budgets even if elected officials unanimously supported the concept. That's because most districts have already signed collective bargaining agreements with their local teachers' unions, and they say unions are unlikely to agree to renegotiate for lower salaries and benefits. Don Tinney, president of the Vermont NEA, later confirmed their hunch to VPR.
I don't foresee that happening at all.
Lawmakers also questioned the logistics of school budget votes during a summer of social distancing, to which Adam Gresham offered this solution.
There's a primary coming up in August, right? So that could be a time that actually might get turnout for a primary.
The administration, though, will first have to turn out votes for its proposal in the legislature, which will be a very heavy lift given the reaction so far. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.